Welcome to another edition, episode of the Tap One Radio Lounge News Bong, broadcasting on taponeradio.com. We've had a little autumnal couple of weeks off, and now we're back. And I'm joined here by Swami.
Namaste and blessings. The Swami welcomes you with great love and great respect from the heart of all.
And Steve?
And I also welcome everyone with the greatest love and respect to all. Also.
and I'm Patrick
also.
Hello.
Do you wish
everyone
respect?
Oh, of course.
I think we're all in agreement there then. Yay!
Love.
That's not
respect.
Fake news, people. That's not fake news, people.
So
when we've been away, Fidel Castro joined the 2016 list of dead celebrities.
Yes.
But did he die on the 25th of November?
Don't know.
Some people are saying he'd been dead for 3 months. Did you see that?
What would the significance of him, prolonging the announcement then? Until after the election?
I don't know if it's significant or not, but it's certainly fake news. Along with everything fucking else they tell us.
Did you see the other fake but plausible news that Fidel was just introduced dad?
Was what?
Just introduced the Prime Minister of Canada. Apparently, Fidel and his parents were really quite chummy, and Fidel went to his dad's funeral. But there is an uncanny resemblance between a young Fidel and Justin Trudeau. So his mum got a lot of answering to do there.
Oh, for those who don't understand what it is Sonic is saying, he means to say Trudeau. That's the name of the leader of Canada who followed in his father's footsteps. Allegedly his father. That's where he's going with that. So.
When was his dad prime minister then?
In
the 70s.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
So sort of around the time that he was mates with Castro then? In the pictures that have been popping up. Because I think Justin Trudeau was pretty much one of the only Western politicians to give him sort of a praising eulogy. Everyone else just jumped on the he's dead sort of bandwagon,
right.
Didn't they? And I mean. But obviously that's because he's actually maybe met the guy and had fond memories of him, Uncle Fidel.
they do look pretty similar, I have to admit.
It is uncanny, isn't it?
It's fucking wow.
Have you seen
that one with the Photoshop?
Go on.
Have you seen the one with the Photoshop the beard on and the hat? That's pretty. That's pretty convincing, man. Oh dear! It's just part of the communist fucking conspiracy, then, isn't he?
Well, I mean, what sort of communist conspiracy is there? I mean, basically, Cuba is the last proper communist country, isn't it? That and North Korea, but North Korea's gone on a bit of more of a deity angle, haven't they, with
Kim Jong-un being godlike. Whereas...
yeah.
whereas, you know, Russia and China, they're probably more capitalist now than fucking America is. Whereas right. Cuba sort of kept the... Even though they sort of kept... Basically, they kept Cuba in a bubble of the late 50s, didn't they? But everything, you know, they had free healthcare, like proper free healthcare. They had education and stuff like that. So, yeah, did you hear the comparison reactions to it? Yeah, this sort of happened when we were away, so I saw this on like Russia Today, and they were comparing the
big difference between what happened in, let's say, Cuba itself and what happened in Miami.
yeah, totally.
Miami.
In Little Havana, basically, there was like a party in the street because the dictator was dead in their eyes, and you know that quite a lot of these people are probably descendants of people that have come over. So you know they've probably not lived in Cuba ever. You know maybe the older ones probably, but the ones that were dancing didn't look like they'd just arrived in America. Whereas they had, interviewing people in Cuba, young people, and they were, you know, people were, they were, got devastated that the guy had died. So, you know, you didn't seem to get that, I really want to leave. Reaction from the people in Cuba.
Yeah. Why would you want to leave a beautiful Caribbean island?
No. Well, unless you're in Guantanamo on the other side of the island.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's always confused this Swami is that, wait, we can't do business with them. We can't bring their cigars here, but we can snatch up people with no charges against them and just keep them on their island and torture them. That's okay. Yeah. What? How does that work?
Well, that's a bit of a business deal, isn't it?
But Guantanamo does carry on that that free healthcare policy into Guantanamo, and if you believe Michael Moore Sicko. They've got the best healthcare in American territories, so isn't that an irony that
Well, you know, that's good. After you've been waterboarded all day, you can get a vitamin shot or something and be ready for the next day.
Yeah, that's a excessive teeth polishing service, waterboarding.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, well, the fake news situation, which really isn't really a proper news story in itself, in that there's always been fake news and it's really fucking easy to spot it, even when it's coming through the mainstream.
Well, that's where they put the majority of it.
Yeah, but even sort of news thumb and The Onion, which I couldn't believe that they'd put Private Eye on that list.
Did you hear what happened with on Facebook once they started instituting the things to get rid of fake news?
Oh, blocker, yeah. I saw an article, story today, even though it was in the BBC. So, know, is it true that there's like a news fake news blocker that Facebook are supposedly in the
they instituted of. Right, and it took off Mark Zuckerberg's posts that said fake news in them. So it was like, what?
Well, there's recent film from Richard D. Hall's sort of just highlighted the biggest fake news story of the past sort of fucking 10 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
With the Madeleine McCann thing. That was spot on, wasn't it?
Yes. He is a fucking genius.
He's a dude. Yeah, well, he's just, he's not making any, you know, this is just what we look for when we, you know, do things like this. Yeah, and he just highlights so many points. And it's already been pointed out in the TED Talk things. Yeah, you ever seen that? It's not actually a TED Talk, but it's a mashup with a TED Talk, and it shows you certain things that people look for, like the curling up of a lip and stuff like that. And
So that's more like body language. But he's literally just doing it on the words that they're saying, isn't he?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know. But he's, you know, it's just sort of giving credence to him.
Yeah.
You know, the other people, because that was the point he makes. He says we share our work. We don't, you know, the first rule is that we don't do it ourselves. We get other people to check what we've found,
mm-hmm.
see if they're, you know, to see if it's legitimate or not. And he was we watched that whole thing like straight off, you know, as soon as it came out, straight off the bat. It was just like fascinating. It's like, wow.
I watched last night the whole YouTube where it's in the title is Embedded Confessions.
Embedded Confession, yeah. That's the
and
one.
He's got the American guy
yep.
who's a like a testimony expert. How to sort out by the way things are phrased what the truth is. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty amazing.
Statement yep. analysis. Yeah. That's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The guy's called Peter Wyatt. Peter Hyatt.
Peter Hyatt.
I don't know where Rich found that guy, but yeah, that is brilliant.
Well, he saw his website, didn't he?
Oh, because already done like an analysis of that particular interview, and Richard maybe had seen it, and then he'd gone over to interview him, and he'd done like a bigger, like an assessment of the interview.
Yeah.
Because once I'd finished watching it, I went because I'd not seen that interview before. I went and watched the whole thing interrupted, and sort of. Having been shown the pointers in what they're saying, in a stop and break this thing down, you can mm-hmm. you can see, like you said earlier, with the lip movements, and you can see like that package of right. them of them just lying through the teeth.
Right.
Completely, yeah.
And where he was, you know, they were had been asked like a straightforward question, and they were doing everything to put off the talking about Madeleine. Like Madeleine was like mm-hmm. literally at the end of every statement that they made. Yeah. Whereas, if they were truly, where the fuck is she? She'd be the first thing. Mm-hmm.
In every statement, her welfare, what's happening, where is she, how do we get her back, you know, all of that would have been the primary response, followed by other things, but it was never that way in any of what they had said.
Yeah, they only talk about themselves, don't they?
Yeah. So it was a very, very educational analysis. Of how people do things and how they try to, you know, snow you and lead you by what they say into misdirection, which is something we can use to evaluate fake news, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
if it's not just stating facts, but trying to generate attraction or acceptance of some agenda prior to statement of fact. Well, there you go. You know, it gets easier to spot as you build up your level of discernment, you know. And for those who are uneducated in any of this stuff, it's nearly impossible. And that's why the mainstream media has people, the majority, completely snowed. Because they're not looking any deeper than, I mean, if they even catch headlines, that's pretty unusual. You know, I mean, most folks just don't go through the personal effort to reach the truth.
Yeah.
Well, Nobody checks it or nothing, yeah.
Well, like he was saying, most people, when you're talking to them or when people are talking to them, you expect that they're telling the truth, don't you? You expect hearing. So because the vast majority of people are coming from that angle, they don't necessarily see the deception. So that, and that's how they did it, because they're just... I mean, in pretty much all their interviews... they do look dead-eyed, don't they?
Yeah. She looks like she's really troubled.
Yeah. Well, he's
kind of more bravado, sort of looking about him sort of thing, and she just looks like, oh, God, not again. We've got to do this charade again, sort of thing. But the actual confession that he brings up is mad, isn't it? Yeah. Or there might have been an accident, or we might have... It was like... There you go. There's your embedded confession right there.
Yeah.
Well, what struck this Swami square was when he brought up the word fell.
Yeah.
No one had brought up anything about anyone falling at any time.
Yeah.
He said that. Why?
Yeah. And what did he mention drugs as well? Did he mention drugs as well?
Well, she had already talked about she was really, really tired. But, you know, once you start putting these points together, it makes sense.
Yeah,
it really does. That you know, I mean, we can go way off into speculation land and say that, oh, John Podesta and his brother kidnapped or, you know, But what it sounds like from this examination by this guy who is a statement analyst is that she had been medicated in order to sleep so that mom and dad could go party and play in Portugal. And she ended up falling somehow and she died and they hid the body. Yeah,
I think it's probably a bit darker than that though.
It could be, but that's something that they just brought right up without the interviewer looking for that, you know?
That's sort of like surface. So she'd maybe had a bit of Calpol too much. And But then you wouldn't go to all that trouble and you definitely wouldn't have fucking Bell's Pottage at your beck and call the next day, would you?
No. And you wouldn't have the fucking MI5's finest over covering over, and you wouldn't have millions of pounds poured into the defence fucking fund to defend you legally.
I think the Podesta thing, I think it... that's another, because that came out sort of when this video came out, Rich's new interview came out there around similar times. So yet again, the last time he put out the video There was something, the McCanns came up in the news that week or something like that. So it does appear that they're trying to mask Richard's work somehow.
Yeah. But well, it was that woman who was found dead in the hotel room.
Oh yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
That was the very first one. Yeah. And she on Twitter sort of thing, and then next day she's found dead after the Sky News had confronted her with the. It's just it's mad.
One of the biggest fake news stories over here recently was. I didn't go to the effort of looking up who put it out, but but it went out in mainstream news that Trump is not going to prosecute Hillary.
Yeah.
And that was never said. He didn't say it. No member of his transition staff said it. They are under numerous investigations still. Mm-hmm. It's the foundation that's going to bring them down.
But
that's under investigation by the IRS, and Trump ain't got nothing to do with it. It's getting Trump's Department of Justice Attorney General who will convene a grand jury, because the FBI can't do that.
Yeah,
the Department of Justice has to do that.
The Department of Justice
attorney or whatever, but the FBI can't do that.
Yeah, and we know from past experience that the Department of Justice can just say, "Oh, we don't want to try it.
Yeah,
we don't want to hold it."
Yeah. Well, we knew that. It came out
by the law this time.
Right. That Bill Clinton had a meeting on Loretta Lynch's airplane on the tarmac at the Phoenix International Airport right before it was announced they're not gonna pursue it. So this is legit. This happened.
Yeah. I mean, what was all that nonsense about pardoned as well? I mean, Obama was going to pardon because the last sort of action of the president.
He can't pardon her if she hasn't been charged.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, why was that story put out? Because that's completely fake news. Because she can't.
Yes, you just said
she can't be fucking charged. Well, she can't be pardoned unless she's been charged.
Right.
Guilty.
I think it was it wasn't necessarily a new story. I think it was just a meme that was being repeated.
This is where we got to really start getting our blade real sharp come to understand. Those of us who are watching the full spectrum, where a meme is and where an actual released mainstream news story is, and not cross them up.
Or a sourced story. It doesn't have to be mainstream. And it's quite obvious that over the past God knows how many years, that the mainstream does occasionally, if not quite a lot, put out fake news. So it's sourced. You've actually very verifiable sources, probably. And if not, eyewitness testimony is preferable.
Well, we saw the result of that from a story 30 years ago this year coming to light, where they had to admit that what you were told was not the truth in the Hillsborough case. So they admitted that everybody lied. Everybody.
We've got the example here of Dan Rather describing the Kennedy assassination, where at the time, long before the Zapruder film was seen by anyone other than those, right there with it, but Dan Rather reported that Kennedy's head went forward.
Mm-hmm.
When it didn't, it went back into the left.
It went fucking all directions, didn't it?
maybe
he was just seeing the negative of the film. He was looking at the negative.
Well, because the Zapruder film didn't come out publicly for like 10 years after the assassination. I mean, it was a long time before anyone actually saw even that.
Reset says, don't forget studies done by the people being studied. Those are the always seem to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point there.
On this whole sort of fake news agenda as well, there's the UK Column have been doing a really good a kind of coverage of this whole thing as well. And I'd encourage people to go to, I think it's the 30th, UK Column News on the 30th of November 2016, where they, this is just a summary of a small article within that show, where the fact that BBC were covering do you remember the story about the Syrian convoy that was attacked supposedly by the Russians?
Yep.
Well, several people had got in touch with the BBC after that to question what their sources were for that, because they weren't happy with that story because they felt that it wasn't accurate. And when the BBC got back to them, they did actually confirm that the pictures and the footage so the pictures and footage had been verified by their journalist was inaccurate. So, and it was a result of a miscommunication. So that whole story is a fake news story. But I don't, now, normally when they make mistakes about things, they put up a thing, or actually it's usually an apology, isn't it? When somebody says, you know, this wasn't true. And so they have to put up an apology somewhere. But,
yeah.
But
in print, they'll bury it somewhere.
That's it. The paper, the original article will be a huge kind of headline, but the apology will be a small thing on page 7 or something in the corner.
Right.
But for something like this, where they've covered a story which is actually wholly inaccurate, but no one has really made a complaint about it through the courts. And so they don't have to put an apology or anything anywhere. So that's just a fake news story. Mm-hmm. Now, the 21st Century Wire, yep. I'm sure many people will be aware of this particular news.
Outlet.
What is it? A news
outlet.
Thank you. Thank you. Who present themselves on the internet. So it's an internet outlet, it's not on mainstream media. Patrick Henningsen puts forward excellent work. And on their show on Sunday, with Vanessa Beely, obviously talking about Syria, he was saying that certain American journalists have said that they now can't or won't or don't want to deal with him because... Mm-hmm. He is now, because 21st Century Wire has been put on this fake news list. Right. And essentially what they're saying on this fake news list is that it's being labelled as fake news because they're not checking. It says that the journalists on that list are not checking their facts, not checking their story. Now,
I think,
hold
I
on
think
a minute.
I think Patrick and
shouldn't
Vanessa
the BBC
are...
be on that? Under these circumstances, should not the BBC be on that list?
Yeah.
And for a full, like I say, for full coverage of the inaccuracy of the BBC and that whole fake news thing, I would direct people to go to the UK Column News on the 30th of November. But of course, you go to UK Column News anytime because they really cover things very well.
Yeah.
They've really got their finger on the button of.
And you can hear both. You know, what, both the Sunday Wire and UK Column on alternate radio, alternate current network.com. I think that's on the speaker.
Have y'all heard about the guidelines released this week by Associated Press?
No.
Oh, you'll love this. Give me a blong for this one.
Okay.
If you have one available.
Bong! There we go. Okay. No, there wasn't literally a bong.
The Associated Press has released new guidelines for using the term alt-right in association with Trump supporters. The new rules instruct journalists to connect the group alt-right to Nazis and KKK in their reports. Quote, the Associated Press Monday released new guidelines for referencing the alt-right, which asks that journalists use the term alongside its definition and in context of its association with racist beliefs. The guidelines read, quote, alt-right, quotation marks, hyphen, and in lowercase, may be used in quotes or modified as in the self-described or so-called alt-right in stories discussing what the movement says about itself. Avoid using the term generically and without definition, however, because it is not well known and the term may exist primarily as a public relations device to make its supporters' actual beliefs less clear and more acceptable to a broader audience. The new guidelines come after criticism of media outlets by some observers who view the term having normalized President-elect Donald Trump's nationalistic rhetoric and that of some Trump supporters. Specifically, many object to the term's use alongside senior advisor Stephen Bannon, whose hiring was applauded by neo-Nazi and KKK groups. Bannon has described Breitbart News, the outlet he used to run, as, quote, the platform of the alt-right. The new reference went on to say that, quote, in the past, the AP have called such beliefs racist, neo-Nazi, or white supremacist. So this is now official guidelines for Associated Press writers, reporters, stories. If they use the term alt-right, they are to associate it in their article or story with Nazis and KKK. Ah! Are we alt-right? And where the hell are we on this spectrum? I don't know.
Well, I find it really interesting that like 21st Century Wire, which I think I've got another list because they were on the original list put out by this.
The fake news list, right?
Yeah, the LA professor lady, feminist lady.
Mm-hmm. Right. Who then disappeared?
Yeah. Surprisingly, and there's another one which they don't appear on, but it's but also in both of those lists, Red Ice doesn't appear anywhere, which I find
that's unusual.
I find that really fucking unusual, and also David Icke, you would have thought that would be. Because
perhaps they just don't have the numbers.
InfoWars.
They just don't have the numbers.
I'd say David.
Alex has got millions and millions and millions. I mean, you know, he's huge. He's bigger than the mainstream news over here.
Yeah, well,
and that's just legit.
21st Century Wire, they're not big at all. I mean, I think the listenership and readership is quite big, but I think that's just due to the excellent journalism and first-hand reports that they get, rather than rather than putting out like bogus stuff. Yeah, crazy. But
I would definitely hazard a guess saying that David Icke and Red Ice are both bigger than 21st Century Wire.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I haven't heard or seen. I mean, it's very rare that I go on either of those sites much, but I haven't seen the outing of the white helmets or the fake reporting of the news for the last year or so of that Channel 4 have been doing and the BBC. Maybe that they've been caught up because they've been reporting on fake news, and like, you know, the Google bot internet bot because I very much doubt that people a human has actually made this list.
Yeah.
It's more likely some program that's just collated a load of websites.
Some algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah. apparently, UK Column have done a piece on who made the list. Do you know who?
Well, I think that was the first list, but I've got a list here, and this is on a site called, you know, I mean, who are these sites as well? So this is just like a...
Spambot.com.
clickbait, you might as well call it. This is like a Google website or like a WordPress thing. And it's propornot.com. Is it propaganda or not? So, you know, obviously only just come out, only copyrighted in 2016. So, the trustworthiness of the lists. Have to be questioned, really, doesn't it? You know, no doubt there's going to be like satirical sites and some 15-year-old in a bedroom somewhere, anywhere in the world, creating Facebook memes and. Being put on this list, So, and then you get like actual journalists, proper investigative journalists that have been tagged on to sully the water, sully their name. It's shocking, but not surprising at all.
No. It's just rather bold. In this Swami's estimation, that once upon a time, folks were called conspiracy theorists. Now it's gone full on fake news.
Yeah.
They've dialed up the heat on anyone stepping outside the mainstream narrative, whether you're getting it from Clinton News Network or MSNBC, which is basically Obama Network, or Fox News, which is just deeply disturbed, or ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS. If it's coming through your television,
NSA,
you got to look at it with a jaundiced eye. You just have to.
Yeah. You know? I think all those you could have just summed up in NSA TV.
There you go. Yeah.
They're now pushing fact checking sites, like why have these sites got more authority than the one from a 15-year-old boy in Azerbaijan? You know. So
what, like scripts and stuff like that.
It's because the mainstream media have over the last their integrity over the last 10 years, 15 years has been chipping away. After the Savile, it went quite a way down, and after this, after the Brexit and the election, it is at an all-time low. So I mean, their attempts to say, look over there, that they're the ones that are doing it, is a last-ditch attempt to just save numbers and save their publications, right. Isn't it, really? Because citizens...
Because their entire relevancy and reason for people to put their advertising dollars into them, because that's what this is all about, is keeping the revenues up.
Yep.
So these newspapers, magazines, television networks can remain afloat business-wise. You know, this, remember the media, at least here in the U.S., is primarily owned by like 6 companies. They own all of it, yep. You know?
Pretty much own it all over it as well.
Yeah. So anybody who's feeding at that trough. And now, you know, since the election, well, since Brexit and the election, these are just, you know, this Swami watched the Brexit numbers coming in live going, no way, no way. I did it. I'll be damned. I didn't think that would happen. And, you know, and then watching watching the Trump numbers come in over here, the Electoral College.
Right. So, numbers. Steve,
same thing, just going, what?
So over the last few weeks, Brian on the UK column has been talking about the sort of downgrading of the Navy and the emergence of this European army situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So... do you think that because if and when or when the European army takes effect, I don't know whether or not it's they're setting up the pieces or it's actually now that from now Brexit can't happen, can it? Because it will have a European-wide army based in the UK.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So was Brexit just like a diversionary tactic to because you know we've still got the MPs to vote again. You know they've already had the vote. Maybe we should just count the votes that they did back in June the 23rd, and see where the dice lay there, because they've already made the votes. They can't have two votes, can they? No. I mean, did they abstain? Did they all not vote on June the 23rd? I doubt it very much. So, in a democracy, why do some people...
Oh, you're saying voting going out to their local polling places and not in the assembly there? Right?
Yeah,
is that what
yeah.
you're referring to?
Them as
just like a citizen.
Yeah, them as a people, them as the themselves went and voted in the referendum, I'm sure. So them as themselves can't have another vote because they if they're given the vote, surely they're given free rein and because the parties are completely split anyway on
yeah.
So Yeah, it's like giving them two votes.
Our countries are in holding patterns right now. You guys on the Brexit, is this going to happen? You know, the people have spoken, but is it going to happen? And then over here, we've got the Electoral College yet to vote. We don't know what's going to happen either way. Yeah.
The nearest it could happen is like middle of 2019. And by then, the infrastructure will be so, of the European army, will be so set that how, you know, you've then got the possibility of us being out of the EU and having a foreign nation.
The whole crux of the matter is we'll be handing our fucking budget over to the International Bank of Settlements. So we will not, although we'll have a defence budget, we won't have any control over it. And basically, that's the sovereignty of your land, is being able to fucking defend yourself with your own money and your own troops, and we will be giving that away, which in a legally binding fucking document to the oligarchs, basically. You know, so we'll be chucking away the biggest, our biggest expenditure as a government will be handed over to something that we can't control. So that in itself is not a sound, you know, foundations for a government, is it? Or sovereignty of any kind?
No, not at all.
Can I just go back to the fake news thing again?
Of course.
Fake news list, just for a minute. Okay, so in the Washington Post, Craig Tinbergen had written an article about how Russian propaganda spread the fake news during elections, experts say. So Craig Tinbergen is quoting experts in this particular article. And he also they highlight one of the websites that's exposing the fake news, and it's called Prop or Not. This particular website.
That's the one I've just been. I've got in front of me.
Yeah. Okay. So this guy from The Washington Post, Craig Tinbergen, is interviewing the chief exec of Prop or Not, but he gives him anonymity. So we don't know who the hell this person is that he's interviewing from this website that is supposedly exposing all this fake news, which they are labeling fake because it hasn't been properly researched. Which supposedly. Clearly we've seen that the BBC and supposedly they're saying it hasn't been properly researched, but yet we're seeing that it's the BBC who are not actually doing the research on their work, and yet that news is absolutely everywhere. So he interviews the chief executive but gives him anonymity because apparently the chief executive of Prop or Not is afraid that if his name is put out on the internet, he'll be attacked. You know, so who are these people? Who are they?
Wow. Over here, everybody's pretty familiar with the fact that New York Times, Washington Post, these are full-on leftists. That's their agenda, period. So that's all they do, you know, that's the agenda they push all the time. So it's just pure leftist. I mean, that's just, you're never going to find anything even close to neutral, let alone on the other side, you know. So those are the only ones pushing this whole fear Russia thing. You know, it's like, what are you doing? They're not doing
that. And it kind of shows kind of how it's kind of gone right back to that old chestnut. They've got to kind of push the it's the reds under the beds.
Yes.
Again, you know.
And
it's working on something.
This has come to somewhat of a head this week with the liberating of parts of eastern Aleppo, where the West are like, oh no, the Russians and the Assad have taken control, while sort of missing the terrorist trying to shoot the civilians to stop them leaving. Thankfully, some people
Kindly allow this Swami real quick to cyber high five Kanye West.
Yeah.
He didn't have no psychological breakdown. He broke programming, and that's why he spent 8 days in the psych unit.
He was trying to stop Jay-Z from shooting him. Did you hear that little?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's in a lot of debt, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
He's like in about 50 million in the hole. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, but anybody playing at that level is just swimming in debt because that's how they do it. That's how they get all this crap. Because they're in debt, and they just keep floating it, moving it, whatever.
I'm still thinking that the jewelry theft in Paris was a heist.
Is that an insurance claim?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, and there's also going to be an insurance payout on the cancellation of the tour due to illness. There was an insurance policy for that. Works out well. Yeah, but as we know, you guys know people in the music business, they're not the ones suffering the losses or even really getting the gains out of their business, are they?
No.
Okay, so, this is all, it's all manipulating human beings for what those who are behind the scenes can get out of them.
And that...
To be fair, can you...
Using someone else's talent when they have none.
Yeah, well, Kanye's been on the slide for about 2 years now, because it wasn't last year that there was only... the arenas were only half full that he was playing in. And people were actually walking out because there was no atmosphere and all that. I think we mentioned this last year.
And didn't he? Wasn't he shouting abuse at the crowd at Glastonbury?
He was just an arse at Glastonbury. Yeah, I mean, he was shouting that he wanted to do the set again, and they were going, "Nah, you don't do that, mate. Not here.
Yeah.
There's a strict 11 o'clock curfew."
And that's when the parties start.
But it's parties starting in designated areas. It's not the big huge PA that's blasting out.
But is he so sort of insensitive to these kind of things because his mind is so mixed up with all the programming?
Well,
he doesn't really have a clue of like what's sensible and what's not.
Pause that on that thought, and we'll revisit that that conversation after this tune that Swami has quite appropriately chosen from the Purple Prince himself. This is Colonized Mind. Refresh your players. Yeah, after the... Take care, Bob.
Wanna talk about it? Colonized mind. upload the devolution principle. You see a rock on the shore and say it's always been there. Download, no responsibility. Do what you want, nobody cares. Upload the master race idea. Genetically disposed to rule the world. Download a future full of isolated. Full of isolated boys and girls. Upload a two-party system. The lesser of two dangers, illusion of choice. Download a failed form of fascism. Nothing really ever changed. You never had a voice. Joint venture record deal. It's just another way for the man to steal. While he's sticking you with the bill. Download a temporary acquisition. A fleeting flame and fortune. Nothing to leave in your will. Hey, hey.